received by the Pandering Terrorist behind me, otherwise known as Donald Trump. Our topic is about him, Donald Trump. And did you know that during President Donald Trump's reign, shall we say, he blamed his vice president, Mike Pence, for not having the courage or foresight to protect our country and our Constitution, giving states chances to certify a correct set of facts, not the fraudulent or inaccurate ones they were previously asked to clarify. Yes, we're talking about the voter fraud as well as instruction as well as other topics. So this actually might be interesting to you. I hope I get a lot of comments back on this one because that'd actually be pretty nice. I don't care whether they're from Trump supporters or whether they're from Democrats or independents or from anyone. You're all welcome to comment on all the stuff I put, but I do not mind. And as is for often, that is actually not true. I mean, basically, I mean, reiterate. He was asked to basically tell the states to certify the fraudulent and inaccurate voter fraud votes compared to the ones that are actually correct. Then they said in most cases, this is not true. Mike Pence did not have authority under the Constitution or the law to do anything more than what he'd done when he was the vice president. So Mike Pence did not overstep his authority because he only has a certain amount of authority. Pence's position is for that of a moderator. The VP is the one that leads the process. He is the presenter and nothing more. He has more authority. He has no more authority to undermine the will of the people. And that's what former President Trump was asking Congress to do. He was asking the Republicans to do to undermine the will of the people. Now, this happened on January 6th of this year during the insurrection, as you know. So basically, he was basically telling the Republicans to, you know, overthrow the election results and put him back in as a presidency. I mean, as we already all know this, because he cried voter fraud before the vote, during the voting, after the voting, and he still lost. So basically, Donald Trump cost himself the election because he cried like a little baby. And even though he cried voter fraud after the votes were tallied up, and they did clarify that it was the most secure voting process in American history to date, Trump, as you all know, you heard him going to Supreme Court and all the other courts trying to sue to, you know, get the election results thrown out and new ones recertified, and he failed multiple times. And also, you also do know that, well, he wasn't during the presidency. He actually played a lot of golf. A very lot of golf. In fact, he played 308 rounds of golf during his four-year presidency. Now, you're asking, well, what does that have to do with anything? Well, it does, from what I've read up, it says that the president is encouraged not to make any profit during his run as presidency. Well, during Trump's run of presidency, he actually cost the taxpayers $141 million because he had to have the Secret Service tow him around, and they stayed in this hotel, and we got charged for that. They went on to the golf courses where he played golf, and we got charged for both the Secret Service that did not play, as well as Trump and his cronies that played. So basically, Trump has cost us $141 million. And yet, he's still thinking about opening his own form of social media. I mean, I had like, I think it was like three things to actually, I mean, you might call it one of three things. I'm hoping it's one of these three things, which is going to be really funny. Is if he opens a social media, he can call it Treason Being, you can call it Tootin' with Putin, or Putin on the Ritz. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. But I mean, if you called it any of those three things, it'd be so hilarious. I really think it would be. But like I said, he cost us $141 million. And here he's bragging about how he donated all of his $400,000 per year as president to charity. Really? Well, okay, that's like what, $1.6 million that you donated to charity while you raped the American people of $141 million? Well, thank you, Trump. I mean, I'm not sure if we're sure about that, but some of those actually a, it's not a wax figure. It might actually be a wax figure of Donald Trump that some museum actually had to remove and put into safekeeping because people were walking by punching this wax figure of Donald Trump. They said that is the face of this wax figure has so many fist indentations in it that they had to put it away for safekeeping.